Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ilui Nishmas Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther Bas David.
Learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Beis, we're starting the Masechta. Masechta starts, the Mishnah starts, Sukkah Shigvay Lamal Meshem Amma Psula. If a Sukkah is higher than 20 Amis, it's possible, Rebuda Machshir, Rebuda Olds is Kasher, V'shein l'gvay asar t'vachem, if it's not 10 t'vachem high, v'shein l'sholosh t'fanis, if it doesn't have 3 walls, v'shechamasim ruvim mitzilasa, if the sun in the sukkah is more than the shade, psula, all these cases are possible. As a k'dama to the Masechta, the Aruch Lener asks the question, why is it that Masechta sukkah starts with dinei sukkah? Why doesn't it start with dinei dalad minim? First of all, the pasuk has dalad minim first. The pasuk first says l'kachta mechem b'yem rishon, and afterwards the pasuk says b'sukkas teish v'shivas yamim. And second of all, we have a klal that aydi dezutta mili pasach v'shari luhu. Sometimes the mishnayis like discussing a shorter topic to finish it off and then get into the longer topic. Dal minim only takes one perik, sukkah takes two perakim. So why wouldn't we start from dal minim? So the Aruch Lener says because the Gemara wants to go in a chronological order. Sukkah comes first chronologically. First of all, you Isaac in the sukkah first. The ikad dine sukkah on a gay when you're building the sukkah, which is before Yom Tov. And second of all, the actual key and mitzvah sukkah is at night. The dalad minim have to wait till the day. So chronologically, the mitzvah sukkah comes before the mitzvah dalad minim. A lot of mesechtas go in chronological order. Like psachim, you start with Arla Ba'asa, you start with what's done the night of Erev Pesach, the night before Erev Pesach, we do Bedikas Chametz, then we get into baking matzahs, which is Erev Pesach, then the Shkitas Pesach, which is Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and then we get to the Seder. It's done chronologically. And also, Masechtas Yuma, it starts 7 days before Yom Kippur, goes through the whole Aveidah Sayyim. It goes chronologically. Taisin Shabbos and Daf Beis speaks about it. So Shabbos also works that way. After the first Mishnah, it starts from Dinei Erev Shabbos, gets into Dinei Bein Hashmashes, and then finally gets into the actual Shabbos itself. So Sukkah also goes in chronological order. The mitzvah Sukkah comes first, and then the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. Now all the psulim in the Mishnah, Lamala Me'asher Mama, the psul of Ein Le Yudvachim, the psul of Ein Le Gimel Defanais, the psul of Chamas, those three psulim, the Gemara explains where the psul comes from, and the Gemara goes through the dinim of that particular psul. What's the prate dinim of Lamala Me'asher Mama, of Ein Le Yudvachim, of Gimel Defanais? And which, where's the Makar? Chamas Rumi Tzilasa, the Gemara doesn't discuss the Makar, where the psul comes from. So Rashi explains, it comes from Misvara. Rashi says, Shamu et batal b'raiv, v'areyu kamisha enai, v'al shem eschach kari sukkah. Meaning that the miut is batal b'raiv, so you don't have schach. And how do you know you need schach? Because Hashem is schach, kari sukkah. Sukkah means schach. So you need schach. And when you have roiv chama, that's not a schach, because hamuot batal b'roiv. The Ran and the Ridva both explain that Rashi doesn't mean that the miut of the schach is batal roiv of the avir. And they bring a raya, because Rashi's shita is that even if the schach and the avir are equal, it's also possible. There's a Gemara later on Daf Chav Beis that asks the following question. Here it says, Chamasim Ruba Mitzilasa is Psula, which mashma that if it's exactly equal, it's Kasher. It's only when the Chamas is Meruba, then it's Pasul. But if it's equal, it's Kasher. The Gemara there on Daf Chav Beis says, Tzilasim Ruba Michamasa is Ksheira. That's what the Mishnah there says. That if you need Rav Shade, it sounds like if it's exactly equal, it's Pasul. So the Gemara says, the Teretz, Hamul Mala Hamul Mata. One is on top and one is on the bottom. Rashi explains the Gemara that on top means how much schach and space between the schach are there. That's what it means on top. On bottom means how much sun and shade is there on the bottom. So Rashi says like this. On top, you need more. There you need silasim ru mechamasa. There you need more schach than the space between the schach. Why? Because if they're exactly equal, so then, what happens is the sun spreads out a bit. So therefore, if it's exactly equal on top, so on the bottom, there's going to be more sun than shade. So that's going to be pasul. The only time it's kosher is if you have more schach than space on top, then it's kosher, because then on the bottom at least it will be equal. That it says that chamasim ruv mitzilasa is psula, but it sounds like equal is kosher, that's on the bottom. The bottom, if you have equal sun and shade, then it's kosher, because you know on top you have more schach than space, because the sun spreads out. So if on the bottom it's equal, the sun and the shade, on the top you're going to have more schach than space. So Zok Diran in the Ritva, Vaisus Rashi holds that if the schach is equal to the space, it's possible, because on the bottom there's going to be more sun than shade. So if Mu'at Batla B'Rayv means the schach to the space, so then if it's equal, it should be kosher, and Rashi holds it's possible. Elamai Mu'at Batla B'Rayv is going on the tzeil, it's going on the shade. That the shade is batla to Rayv. If there's more sun than shade, the shade is batla to the Rayv. The tzeil is batla. That's why, even though it's equal on top, but like Rashi explains, when it's equal on top, you're going to have more sun than shade, the shade is going to be batla. In fact, the Ran and the Ritva, Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need shade. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Mala Michaf Amma is kosher. And the Gemara explains that the Mala Michaf Amma, you don't have tzeil sukkah. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need shade. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on the Sefer. Rabbi Yehuda only says Rabbi Yehuda makshar on the Reish of the Mala Michaf Amma. But a Chamas and Ruv Mitzilas of Psula, Rabbi Yehuda seems to agree. So you see that you don't need shade. And the Chayyar, it's even more shver. The Rishayim don't mention this. Only Reb Zera holds that the Pshat and the Rabban on the Mala Michaf Amma is possible because of tzeil. But Rabba and Rava, they have other timing. And the Gemara says, Kuluk Reb Zera li Amri, Ha'uli Maisi Mashiach Siv. Reb Zera says he needs tzeil because Sukkah Teal is tzeil Yayma Mechayiv, a Sukkah needs shade. And Rabba and Rava hold that Ha'uli Maisi Mashiach Siv is not talking about the Sukkah of a Mitzvah, it's talking about the Sukkah of Maisi Mashiach. So the Chaya, according to Rabba and Rava, it's even Shver in the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold you don't need tzeil. And for the Ritva and the Ran, that means that you don't need the tzeil to be in the sukkah. But a schach that can't be meitzel altogether, a schach that doesn't even make shade for where the schach is, that's not a schach b'chlal. So mele l'kuli alma, you need shade from the schach. The shals, you need it in the sukkah. According to Rab Zeya, according to the Rabbani, you need the schach, the tzeil to be in the sukkah. Sukkah teil itzeil. Mashen kein, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chayyur, according to Rav and Rav also, even according to Rabban, you don't need the tzeil should be in the sukkah. But Lamaisi, you need the schach should have tzeil. So that's how the Ran and Yevol learn up in Rashi, that mu'at batla b'rayv means that the mu'at of the tzeil is batl in the rayv of the chama. The Stipler points out that Taisus doesn't hold this way. Taisus over there, in Daf Chav Beis, he learns the Gemara differently. Fakir, he asks a kasha in Rashi. He says, how could you say that if it's equal on top, it's pasul? We hold paritz ka'imid is kosher. We hold if it's paritz ka'imid, when you have a mechitza, you have equal space to equal aimid, to equal wall, it's kosher. So who would then by schach, if you have equal schach and equal space, it should be kosher. And that should be any time taka holds. It's taka kosher. He says that holamata holamala means when you measure it on top, then equal is kosher. Only if you have more space, it's possible. When you measure on banim, meaning that you're looking up to the schach from the banim, and you're measuring it with your eyes from the banim, then you need more schach than space, because it gives you the illusion as if you have more, that you have more schach. So if it looks to you exactly equal from the banim, then it's possible, because then you know that really there's more space. That's how Rabbeinu Tam learns the Gemara. So Rabbeinu Tam holds la halacha, that when you have exactly equal schach and space, it's taka kosher. Because Rabbeinu Tam holds b'chlal, you don't need tzeil. That must be the pshat. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that the psul of chamas and ruv mitzilas is not a din that you don't have shade. It's a din that you don't have schach. It must be that mi'at batla b'rayv is a din in the schach, that the schach is batla to the space. Then it says the Rimu L'nil also says Mamish Mefurish that way. The Rimu L'nil says the batal ami b'roi v'nimsa de'em la schach klal. It sounds also from the Rimu L'nil that the schach is batal to the space. So Vadi would need more space than schach. The Stiblish tells Su that Rashi made a tam going l'shitasam. You have the Gemara later by Sukkah's Ganvach, a Sukkah that was made not l'shem mitzvah. And the Gemara says it has to be made l'tzeil. And Rashi says it has to be made as a protection. That's what it means, letzel. It's okay if it's not made l'shem sukkah, but it has to be made for a protection. Lafuke, if it's not made l'tznius ma'alma, then that's not called the sukkah. So Rashi l'shitasa, Rashi holds that a schach means that it's meitzel. It has to be done for tzel. If it's not made for tzel, it's not a sukkah b'chlal. Mashenya ben Etam learns pshat, v'husha suyu l'tzel means that it has to be made ba'ifin, that it's not so thick that rain can't get through. That's what it means, l'tzel. There's nothing to do. It doesn't have to be made for tzel. It doesn't have to be made to be a protection for shade. As long as you don't make it so thick that the rain can't get through, it's kosher, even if you didn't make it for shade. And ben Etam l'shitasa, he holds that a sukkah doesn't need tzel. It's a shtickle from the stipler. Now, the Meritz Chias and the Rishash asks the kasha, how's it shaykh bittul b'rayv here? Bittul b'rayv you find by a taruvus. You find when you have something that's mixed, either it's physically mixed together, that's what we call taruvus lach b'lach, when things are physically mixed together, kasher and treif, so the treif is bottled to the kasher. Or when you don't know which one is the kasher, which one is the treif, so that's also called a taruvus. We don't know, they're not nicker. We don't know which is kasher, which is treif. Rayv is kasher, the meat is bottled to the rayv, it's one big taruvus. Mashen can hear, I see the schach, I see the space. What shach bittul b'rayv? They're both nicker. Zog the Mirtzchiyas and the Rishash are both mechavim to the same teretz. I'm sorry, the Mirtzchiyas and the Svasemis. The Mirtzchiyas and the Svasemis both tell zich, how could you have a bittul b'rayv? It's not a taruvus. So they both answer the Mirtzchiyas and the Svasemis that we're talking about the tzeil. And the tzeil is a davish ain't a nicker, it's a davish ain't by mamish. Tzeil is a davish ain't by mamish. A davish ein b'mamish could be bottled even when it's not nicker. Maybe you could have a bittul b'rayv, the tzeil is not considered anything, it's considered bottle b'rayv even though it's nicker, but it's a davish ein b'mamish, it doesn't have a mamashis to it, it doesn't have any physical reality, and therefore it could become bottle b'rayv even though it's nicker. That's the yisait. Now the Rishayim aren't so mashman that way, because the Ran and the Ritva that say this yisayin, the Rashi doesn't mean that the schach is bottled to the space, they don't say that it's impossible to say such a thing. Fakir, they bring a raya that Rashi holds that even when you have exactly half schach in space, it's also possible. Aye, there's no bittul b'rayv. Elamai, he means the shade, that the shade is bottled to the sun because the sun spreads out, and when you have exactly equal space in schach, the sun is more. But they don't say it's impossible to have bittul on the schach. And the emes is, the, like we said, Rabbeinu Tam, l'chayr, who holds that it's kosher if it's exactly equal, he l'chayr holds that the rayv is taka, talking about to be bottle the actual schach. And we said from the Rimmel Nil also that way. So you back, shver, the achreinim's kasha, how's a chayach it should become bottle? It's nicker, each one is nicker. And then this is what they say, that a davish ein be mamish could become bottle be rayv, even when it's nicker, mechateisa. What does it say such a thing? What does it say to see klal that a dove v'shem b'mamish has different rules and there's a din bittul b'rayv even if it's nicker? L'chayr bittul b'rayv is only by a taruvus. What's the difference if it's yesh b'mamish or ein b'mamish? So l'chayr, the answer is not maspik for two reasons. First of all, according to some Rishayim, even the schach had become bottle to the space. And even according to Rashi, the Ran and Dvar don't say that the schach can't become bottle to the space. They bring a raya that even if the schach isn't bottled to the space, it's still possible when the sun, when the shade is bottled to the sun. But it's not mashmeh held that the schach can't become bottled to the space. And second of all, who says a davish ein b'mamish could become bottled? So the Steipler and the Shmuel Zavsky also, they both oimed on the same nekuda. It doesn't really mean bittul b'rayiv, like by a taruvis. It's a different yisayin. It's a yisayin of rubei kekulei. Rubei kekula we find by a number of halachas. L'mashal, when you shecht rave of the simen of an animal, you say rubei kekula and it's good enough when you shecht rave. Or you have by a mikvah, if rave is megasham and miyat mayim shuvim, you say rubei kekula and the mikvah is kasher. And kehena, a lot of times you have the yisayin of rubei kekula. When do you say rubei kekula and you don't have to come on to bittul b'rayv? Bittul b'rayv is when you have a taruvus like we said. You have something which it in itself is treif, but now it's not by itself. It's in a teruvus. And memele, we don't know what's what. So we dine the whole teruvus together. If reiv of teruvus is kosher, so then everything becomes kosher. But if there's no teruvus, if each thing is nicker, so there's no teruvus. So this is kasher and this is treif. You don't say rubei kekulei. There's no such thing. This part's kasher, this part's treif. Things don't change around. If it's a teruvis, it's not nikkur, so then it becomes one big teruvis, it gets one din, and there's a din of bittul b'raiv, that the raiv, if raiv is kasher, so that the meat becomes batal to the raiv. Here it's a whole different din. We're not discussing a teruvis, we're not discussing the schach is batal to the space. Why should it be batal? The schach is a schach, the space is a space, it's not a teruvis. But the shaila is in the etzem shem sukkah. L'mashal, if you're going with sail, is this sukkah giving shade or not? Is it giving shade or not? So, there's some shade. On the other hand, there's some sun. So how do we done it? Do we have shade or not? So we say, Rubei Kekulei. If roiv of this area is shade, so that means the shade is gaiver. So that's cool, this area is shade. I have some sun. Yeah, but roiv is shade. So if you want to know, is there shade or is there sun? Is there shade or there no shade? Yes, when you have roiv, there's shade. When you have roiv, sun. So even though there's shade, but that doesn't mean that it's a shaded area. The area b'chlolius al pi raiv is sun. So that's not called a shaded area, because raiv of the area is sun. You have by a mikveh. Right? Baruch Ber talks about this in Yevamos. He explains, if you have raiv water and meat apple juice, then the mikveh is pasul. There's no inyan a bitl b'raiv by the mikveh. If you have raiv water and meat apple juice, the mikveh is pasul. There's no rubei kekulei. You don't have 40 saw of water, period. But if you have 40 saw of water, raiv is megashamim, and me it's mayim shuvim. So he says, mayim shuvim is not the pshat, it's not water. It's water. There's a din. Mikvah has to be done bidei shamayim. So now we have a question. This mikvah, is it done bidei shamayim, or is it done bidei adam? If it's shuvim, that's called bidei adam. If it's not shuvim, it's called bidei shamayim. Now, part of it's shuvim, part of it's not shuvim. Is this bidei shemayim? Is this bidei adam? Raiv tells you that's called bidei shemayim. Raiv is bidei shemayim, so it's called bidei shemayim. It's kasher. Or you have by shechita. The din is you have to cut the simen. This simen is partially cut. Is it considered cut or not? You can't say it's not cut. It's partially cut, but it's not all, not totally cut. So if it's raiv cut, rubei kekulei, that's called it's cut. If it's raiv not cut, so that's rubei kekulei, that's called it's not cut. That's the pshat of rubei kekulei. So same thing by schach. If roiv is chama, so that's cool. The schach's not giving tzel. If roiv is tzel, that's cool. The schach is giving tzel. The roiv is kaveya, the din. The meat is batal b'roiv. The meat doesn't count. Vareo kamisha enoi. That's the Rashi means. It's not the same bitl as teruvis. It's the bitl of rubei kekulei. So that could apply even by the schach itself. Even the schach itself being batal to the space, that was yikadam. As long as his question is this area mesuchach or not? Just like by a mechitza. You say, paritz kaim in his kasher. Do I have a mechitza or not? Is this area cut off or not? It depends. Part of it is, part of it isn't. If roiv is mechitza, or even half paritz kaim, then it's called cut off, then it's kasher. If roiv is space, aimin rubal paritz, then it's not cut off. And the same thing with the schach. If roiv is schach, then it's kasher, rubei kekulei. If raiv is space, then it's not called mesuchach. So memela, hamiyat batal b'raiv, the miyat doesn't count. Vareu kimisha enai. That's the pshat in the sugya of Peter Stipler and of Shmuel Zevsky. And now let's start the Gemara. The Gemara says, three amaron had a shaila, why is l'mala michaf pasul? Rabbi says, because a sukkah has to be shalta be'ena, l'man yedu da'risechem, you have to be able to know you're sitting in the sukkah, more than 20 amis. You don't see the schach, you don't know you're in the sukkah. Reb Zeira says, because you need tzeil to be in the sukkah, if it's higher than 20 amis, the tzeil is not in the sukkah, the tzeil goes to outside. And you have Rav's time that a sukkah has to be a diras arai. If you have more than 20 amis walls, it can't be a diras arai. You're going to have to make the walls very strong, it'll be a diras kava. So Abaye asked on Rava, but if you make really strong walls, mechitza shel barzel is possible. Rava says no. If it's a shear, like Rashi explains, it's a shear. If you would make it arai, so even if you happen to make it kava, so then it's kosher. Mashen kain, if it's such a height which no one would make it arai, so then it's possible, even if you made it arai, because it's not be'etzim, the shear is not the shear of a diras arai. That's the Gemara. So Taisa Shtalzach Abban Akasha, the Gemara is Mavura, that you can make the sukkah as kavah as you want. It's just the shear, if it's more than 20 amos, then it's possible because it's not the shear that you would make it aray. But if it's a shear, you'd make it aray. Even if you made it kava, it's fine. So Taisus asks Akasha, the Gemara in Taina says, Gesham simen klola b'chag, that it's a simen klola to have rain, because it shows the Eibush is not interested in you sitting in the sukkah. In fact, Rabbeinu Tam, what's the pshat? Why is it so bad to have rain? If I can make a diris kava, so why can't I go and take the wood of the sukkah, of the schach, and nail it down like a regular roof, and make a waterproof sukkah, and nail down the schach, and now you have a waterproof sukkah. Now your sukkah, no rain can get in. So what's the gesham simen klola b'chag? Bishleim, if I need a rai, so if I nail down the roof, and now rain can't get in, that's called kava. But if I don't need a rai, I just need a shear of height that it will be a rai, so what's wrong if I nail down the roof and make it very permanent and make it waterproof? And what's the problem with the geshamim? So Taisus says, maybe the pshat is that it's possible midarabanan. Because we find the Gemara later that if you use boards that are normally used for a roof, according to Rabbi, it's 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim, whatever it is, if you use boards that's normally used for a roof, it's called gzeiras tikra. You're not allowed to use such boards, even though midaraisa de kasher. But people might say, if I could use such boards, what's the difference if I sit in my sukkah or I sit under the roof of my house? And what's taka the difference? In fact, why is taka a house no good, assuming it has a wooden roof? What's wrong? So Taisa says, the sukkah amar achmana, v'loi beisei shokol hashana, which means that even in Taisa's kasha, the house that you use the whole year, that's pasha, it's pasul, and pasul midaraisa. Because sukkah implies temporary. And if you have the house that you use the whole year, even if it's kasher eschach, you have a wooden roof, completely kasher eschach for your roof, but what's wrong? Why do you have to leave your house? Because the house you use for the whole year, that's a psul deraisa. That's not a sukkah. Sukkah implies temporary. Sukkah implies a specially constructed sukkah just for sukkah. It's not the regular house you use the whole year. So, even if you go out to your sukkah, make a sukkah specially for sukkahs, but if you're going to use the same beams, the same boards, the same nesarim that I use for a roof, so people will say, oh, so you could sit in a house on sukkahs. So why do I have to go out to my yard to make a sukkah? I'll sit in my house. It's also a good sukkah. And that's about the pasul midaraisa, because sukkah marachman of loy beis shekol hashana. So Taisa says, l'chayr, hu adin v'hu atam. Even if you use thinner boards, but if you nail them down in a way that's mamish permanent, that rain can't get through, even though you made it specially for a sukkah and you're only using it sukkahs, it's not the beis shekol hashana, v'al kapana will be asur midarabanan. Just like by a tikra, when you're using boards that are the derech to use for a roof, even though you're only making it temporary for a sukkah, but people will say, well, if I could use that, I could just stay in my house. So who would then, if you use boards that you don't use for a roof, but you nail them down, but even that it's mamash a permanent roof, so you'll have the same problem. So it'll be an issur d'rabbanan. So in that, Taisus says that even if you can, it's issur d'rabbanan, that's not enough that the Gemara is to say, gesham simen klola b'chag. Because Taisus says, "Kaven le'asa el min rabbanon le'shaych le'mei b'shegasham simin klola." Since it's asa min rabbanon only, it's impossible to say that it's gasham is a simin klola. Taisus, you have to tell me it's asa min deraisa to nail down the schach in such a way that the rain can't get through. And if the Gemara here says that you can make a sukkah a diris kava, so why can't you do it? Even if Minarabonin you can't do it, but Midaraisa, why can't you do it? And for Taisus, that the Gemara says you can make it a diris kva is dafka the defanis. The defanis, you can make it as strong as you want. Mashenkein, the schach, that's the ikar sukkah, that zikha has to be made arai. If you don't make the schach arai, that zikha is not considered a sukkah at all. That zikha bachlal not a sukkah, sukkain sukkah nisht. Defanis, you can make arai, you can make kva, I mean. But the schach has to be arai. That's Taisus Chiddush. So Rabbi Kivei Gestaltzich, what does Taisus mean that if it's only Asa Midarabanan, it's not Shayach Hashem Simen Kola B'chag? So he says, L'chaya, what Taisus means is that if it rains, Einachinami Midarabanan, you won't be able to sit in the sukkah. But L'chaya, you can make a sukkah which is waterproof, and then you could sit in the sukkah, and Al Kapanim B'yaitzah, the derisa of the mitzvah of sukkah. So since you could still be Yetzer to the rest of the mitzvah of Sukkah, so in Mela, it's not shach to say Gesham and Klol and Bechag, because they haven't even had to be Yetzer to the mitzvah of the rest of Sukkah, even though Midar Abanan I'm not Yetzer to the mitzvah of Sukkah. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. Chayyur, that's Pshat and Tosis. In fact, Rabbi Kivega, what do you mean? Before Yom Tov, I can't nail down my schach, because Midar Abanan I'm not going to be Yetzer. So obviously, before Yom Tov, I'm going to have to make a regular Sukkah with a schach, which the rain can get through, because otherwise it would be Xeris Tikra, otherwise it would be Pasul Midar Abanan, and I won't be Yetzer the Mitzvah Sukkah Midar Abanan. Now it comes Yom Tov, and it starts raining. So what do you want me to do? I should now make a new Sukkah, which the rain can't get through, to be Yetzer the Raisa? I can't, it's Yom Tov, it's Chil Yom Tov, it's also has to be the Raisa. So is it the Raisa to make such a Sukkah now? So if I do, why shouldn't there be Gesham Simen Kol HaBechag? Before Yom Tov, I couldn't make a Sukkah of permanence, because Midar Rabbanan wouldn't be good. And now on Yom Tov, I can't go and nail down my schach, because it's Yom Tov. Ever Rabbi Kvega Eina Chinami. On Yom Tov, it wouldn't be a Kol. But Taisus Nemdon, that Gesham Simen Kol HaBechag means the whole Sukkahs. And a Chol HaMoed, you'd be allowed to go and make your schach permanent. So Nela, if you bought the Cholamayid, it's a Kolah. What's the Kolah Cholamayid? When it rains, I could go and nail down my schach and make it permanent. That's like Rabbi Kivega. Zok Larech Lener, that's not the pshat. Because once it's raining, you have no chiyuv to now go and make your sukkah ba'ifin that the rain can't get through. There's no such thing. If you want to eat and it's raining, you don't now have to go make a sukkah. But if it'll take a long time to make such a sukkah, just like you don't have to wait till it stops raining, you don't have to wait till you can make a sukkah that the rain won't get through. Avad, if it starts raining, avad, you're allowed to eat in your house, whether it's Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed. So avad, what's Taisus Kasha? Elamai, Taisus Kasha is you can make two sukkahs. Why is Gesham Simen Kol HaBechag? Before Yom Tov, everyone should make two sukkahs. One sukkah where the schach is temporary to be Yetzer Midar Rabbanan, and another sukkah where the schach is nailed down, but even that when it starts raining, you could go into the sukkah where the schach is nailed down. And in that case, you won't, even though you won't be Yetzer Midar Rabbanan, but you still be Yetzer the derech of sukkah. That's one teretz of the Aruch Lener. Or the Aruch Lener says, and maybe what teretz means is like this, even if practically you won't be able to be Yetzer the mitzvah of sukkah, because Midar Rabbanan it's pasul, but that's not a simen klol. Simen klol is the Eibush is showing you, I don't want the mitzvah. The Eibush is not letting you be mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. That's a simen klola. That's what the Eibush is showing you. He doesn't want the mitzvah. If midaraisa, he really could have been yaitz to the mitzvah. Now midarabanan, he can't be yaitz to the mitzvah. That's even though b'payil you won't be able to yaitz to the mitzvah altogether. But since it's only because of exer derabanan, that's not a simen klola. That's akdarich lener. Alkalbaner Rebbeinu Tam mikayach this kasha says it's gavaldig yisay that there's a psul deraisa in a sukkah where the schach is made by oifen that the rain can't get through, because the schach has to be a diras arai mamish. The mechitzas just have to be roi to be arai, but the schach has to be actually arai. The Torah brings Rabbeinu Tam in Siman Tav Reish Lamed Aleph. He says that the Rosh didn't write that way in the Psakim. The Shal is exactly what the Torah meant. Does it mean that the Rosh argues in Rabbeinu Tam? It's not 100% clear. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin that the schach has to be ba'ifin, that the rain can't get through. Adrabba, the Shulchan Aruch is mashman, even if the schach is very thick, it's kosher. He doesn't say that if it's so thick that the rain can't get through, it's puzzle. It sounds like the Shulchan Aruch holds its kosher. The Haggaius Maimini brings down a maisa that Reb Shimon, the brother-in-law of Benu Tam, was mesachik with Nesarim, and he made a beautiful sukkah mamish like a roof, and he put in the nails, but they weren't rachav dalid. And it says that Rabbeinu Tam passed it because it is tam, because the sukkah which protects from rain is a problem. It sounds like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbeinu Tam's brother, held that the sukkah is kosher. Rabbeinu Tam's brother-in-law held that the sukkah is kosher even when you nail it down. And the Gaius Maimni says that the Riva says about sukkah's ganvach, the sukkah that we mentioned earlier, which they made not l'shem sukkah, he said it's to protect from rain, which also sounds like a sukkah that's could protect from rain is a kosher sukkah, even though the guy Ismaimini says it could be he means that it's protecting partially from rain, but the rain does get through, it just doesn't get through so much, so it's somewhat protected from the rain. But in a chenami, if it's protected totally, it's possible. Kopanim, it sounds like some Mishainim held it was kosher, the Mishnah Berurah actually in Siman Tav Reish Lamed Aleph paskins that b'dieved, if you have no other sukkah, you could make a bracha in a sukkah, even if the rain can come through, because you could go like the other Rishayim that hold that it's kosher. Although the Bach and the Levush bring down the Paislim, and that's what Mishnah Berurah brings down, that if the rain can't come through, it's pasul. The Aruch Lener says, what are the Rishayim that hold that it's kosher do with Rabbeinu Tam's kasha of Gesham Simaklola B'chag? So Aruch Lener says, either they could hold, like if you hold like Rabbi Kivega, that on Yontif anyway it's a Simaklola because you have no Eitzah. So they could say that the Gemara is talking about on Yontif, and they don't hold that it's a Deichik to say the Gemara is only talking about Yontif. And even if you say like the Aruch Lener, that that's not the Pshat, but the Pshat is that you can make two sukkahs even before Yom Div. So he says, a pay sure anyway, ask the Kasha and Taisus, what's bothering Taisus so much that why is Gesham Simakola B'chag, you can nail down the schach in a way the rain can't come through? But that's not the normal way you make a sukkah. That's not the way anyone makes it. The Ikka Mitzvah Sukkah L'chatchil is to make a Dira Sarai Avada. So anyone who makes a sukkah, a Dira Sarai, and then it starts raining, and like we said, you're not mechuyev now to go and make another sukkah. So rather, they wouldn't be able to be kind of mitzvah sukkah. It would be a simon klala for them, because they won't be able to kind of mitzvah sukkah in the normal case. Even if it's kosher, if you do it. But that's not what people do. That's not the l'chachila dika way to do it. So that's what the other Rishayim would hold. Then all the kash is so stark. Sham simon klala b'chag means, because the way it's normally done, you wouldn't be able to use sukkah if it rains. But ein hachinami, if you make it in an unusual way, that it could protect from the rain, it's also kosher. Akapanim could be it's kosher midaraisa, it'll be exeris tikra. Got an interesting shaila came up, a recent shaila. Someone made a sukkah where he made the slats of the sukkah in such a way that you don't have to nail them down. The slats were made like half pipes, and they overlap each other in a way that the rain goes into the pipe of the slat and then drains out of the sukkah. So even though there are spaces between the slats, but you layer them one not against each other, but even that the rain will be forced to go into the part of the slant, which is like a drain pipe, and the rain doesn't end up coming in the sukkah. Rabbi Yashiv and Chaim Knievsky held that it was kosher, because even though the rain doesn't come through, first of all, if it rains very hard, the rain will come through. And second of all, Rabbeinu Tam Ikka means that if you make the sukkah really, really solid, a diris kevah, but even that even the rain can't come through, so then it's possible midaraisa. Mashenkin, if you have this patent, that really there are spaces between the slats, and the wind comes through, and the bugs come through, and it's not a permanent roof at all. Granted, you have episodes of how the rain can come through. So that's already kosher. But other gedolim, like Rav Nissen Karelitz, and Rav Meir Brandsdorfer, they held that it could be possible to dash Rabbeinu Tam. Because in the Maisa, if the rain doesn't come through, that's called the diris kevah fi Rabbeinu Tam, fi Yisrael, that kesham simon klola b'chag. This is brought in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah and the Piskei Tshuvas there in Siman Tav Reish Lamed Aleph. Gemara goes Vaita, Kula Karabba Le'Amri. They all didn't say like Rabba, Laman Yedu. You have to know you're sitting in a sukkah because who you deal with Darius Hudaksiv. That the Laman Yedu doesn't mean that a person while he's sitting in the sukkah has to know he's in the sukkah. It means Laman Yedu Darius Sechem. The Darius should know about the Inyan of sukkah. And Kula Karabzera Le'Amri, because Huli Maisa Mashiach Siv, the sukkah Teel Etzel Yayim Mechayiv. And Kula Karavali Amri, Mishum Kushada Abaya, they held you don't need a Diris Sarai of Haraya, you could have Mechitza Shel Barzel, and they held it was a Deichik Timachalik between the Shir of Haraya. If you see, once you see, you could have Kavah, so over 20 Amis also wouldn't be a problem. There's a Shmuz in the Rishayim in the Rif, who we paskin like, because it's Negei Lalocha, because the Gemara says that according to Rabbah, if the Mechitza are Megiyas L'Schach, there's no Psul. Because the problem is that you won't be able to see it. If the mechitzas are megiyas l'schach, the Gemara says it's mishas sholeh b'eina. You're able to see it. And according to Reb Zeir, the Gemara says if it's more than dalet al dalet amis, there's no psul. Because the problem is that the tzeil doesn't go in the sukkah. But if it's more than dalet al dalet amis, since it's wide, the tzeil goes into the sukkah. So it comes out in afgemina l'alocha. According to Rava, it will be passed on ulefanim. So Rav Yishayim passing like Rava, because he's a Basra, we have a klal, locha kabasra after Rav and Abaya. And Abaya himself didn't hold of the kasha they bring. Because Abaya himself makes a list of all the tanam that hold sukkah diris kevah b'inan. And one of them, he says, is Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda holds sukkah diris kevah b'inan. Vayis Dais, that he holds that the din of 20 Amis has to do with Diris Kavah, Diris Arai. Because according to Rabban Abzeir, the Machlekes is no Shaykh is a Diris Kavah, Diris Arai. So even Abaye didn't hold of his own Kasha. So Mel, that's how we paskin, like Rava, that the time is out because it's a Diris, you need a Diris Arai. And therefore will be possible even by Mechitzis Megiyas Sashkach, and even when it's more than 4 by 4 Amis wide. That's the Psak of the Rishayim. Now the Gemara said that according to Rabba, if it's Mechitzis Megiyas Sashkach, then it's Kasha more than 20 Amis. Because once it's Mechitzis Megiyas Sashkach, it's Mishle Shalab Eini able to see it. So Taisis asks the Kasha, that you find the same shear by Mavui. There's a din that a Mavui needs a Kaira. You have to put a beam on top of the Mavi in order to be a hecker that you're not in the Rishus Rabbin. And it says that a Mavi, if the Kaira is more than 20 Amis high, it's Pasul. The Gemara brings that Mishnah. Of course, you're not able to see it. But there, the walls of the Mavi go all the way up to the Kaira. So the Kaira, why should it be a problem? Just like Besukh, if the walls go up to the Schach, you're able to see it. So here also, the walls of the Mavi go all the way up to the Kaira. And the same kasha by Ner Chanukah. It says in Ner Chanukah, Shenichel Amal Mesh Psula Kesuku Kumavli. In Ner Chanukah, you put more than 20 Amis high as possible. Lechai, you put an Ner Chanukah on top of a wall, on top of a roof, or by a window. It's more than 20 Amis high. What's the problem? It should be Mishlat Shalab Be'ena, because the wall goes all the way up to the Kair into the Ner Chanukah. So Taiz makes a chilek how big the object is. Schach is Ali Zayin al Zayin, so it's big, and the wall goes up to it, then it's kosher. Then you could see it. Mashenke in a kaira, which is only a tefach wide, and a chanukah, which is small, you're not able to see it if it's higher than 20 amas. As I state in the Ran says the same teretz. The Rajman Erevin says a chiddush. Now the fi zeh, if you make a kaira of the mavi very big, you make it 7 by 7 tefachim, so then, in a chanami, even higher than 20 amas will be kosher, just like you see by sukkah, you could see it since the fanus megiyas l'schach. But the Ritva here says a different teretz. The Ritva says dafka. He says it's also from the Ra'ah. It's dafka by sukkah where you have two mechitzas. You muk if you're surrounded by mechitzas, and the sukkah is the roof of these mechitzas. Then, and the mechitzas are megiyas l'tikra, then you're able to see the roof. You're able to feel that you're covered by the roof, because you have mechitzas going all the way up to the roof. Mashaken in an open air, like Kaira and Er Chanukah, you're not mukif mechitzas, and you don't have a roof on the mechitzas, so then the fact that it's Megiyas Latikra doesn't help you at all. Megiyas Latikra is not alone good enough. So it doesn't make a difference what size it is. Even if it's bigger, as long as it's not an area which is mukif mechitzas, which is surrounded by mechitzas and a roof on top of the mechitzas, then you wouldn't say that it's Shalta Be'ena. You find in the Tur, by Simon Tafrei Shayin Aleph, by Ner Chanukah, he brings Rabbeinu Yael, that says that Ner Chanukah, L'malam Eshem Am, is only possible when it's outside. When it's inside the house, even higher than 20 Amis is kosher, just like by Sukkah, that Fanes Megiyas L'schach is kosher, because it's Shalta Be'ena. That's what says Rabbeinu Yael. And the Tur argues, the Tur says, by Sukkah, no. He says, Ein Eden Daimel Araya. By Sukkah, the pshat is that the walls that you have a hekaf of walls, that makes it that you see the roof on the walls, you see the gag on the walls. So mainly, your eyes are on the gag, as long as the mechitzas and megiyas l'tikra. But by Ner Chanukah, even if it's inside and you muk of walls, but the Ner Chanukah is not the roof of the walls, so what's the difference if you have a roof or you're surrounded by walls? The Maisa, the Ner Chanukah is not the roof. So Mela, you wouldn't be Shalta Be'ena just because you have a walls and a roof. L'chaira, both Rabbeinu Yael and the Tur, Neman like the Ritva. That's why they discuss if the Ner Chanukah, if it's inside the house, does it have a psul of 20 Amis. Rabbeinu Yael holds that it does not have the psul, just like by Sukkah. Because he holds that's a chilutin Sukkah and Mavli and Chanukah. By Sukkah, Mechitzas Megiyas L'Tikra work because it's inside. You're surrounded by walls. You have a roof. So mainly you look through the whole walls and the roof. As long as that's what's surrounding you, that's what's covering you, these walls and this roof is surrounding you, you see the whole thing, including everything on the walls. Mashenkein, when it's outside, when the Ner Chanukah is outside, or the Kairos Hamavi is outside, So the fact that the walls go up to the Ner Chanukah to carry some of it, that don't help you at all. And the Torah holds that even this svara that you're surrounded by walls and a roof is dafka, that it makes you see the roof. It doesn't make you see everything on the walls. But both the Torah and the Beniel seem to be going with the Ritva, that the chiluk between sukkah and mavi and Ner Chanukah is sukkah is inside, sukkah you're surrounded by walls and a roof, and Ner Chanukah and mavi is outside. Now they're arguing, when you're inside, when you have the walls and the roof on top, does that mean you only see the roof? Or does that mean you see everything over 20 amos? Mashenken, according to Tais and the Ran, and the Rashi ben Erevin, has no shaykhus to being inside and outside. Question is how big it is. What's the difference if it's inside and outside? And a chanukah is not big, and merely you don't see it, even if it's mechitzas megiyus l'tikra. Now the Gemara brought the Rabbi Zeira's din, that the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Zeira, if the sukkah is more than 4 amos, it's wide, then the schach will give the shade to the sukkah even when it's more than 20 amos high. So Taisus asks a kasha. Taisus says it doesn't make sense. If you're going to tell me that a sukkah that's 4 by 4 amos is possible when it's even a little bit more than 20 amos high, already the tzeil doesn't go into the sukkah. But if it's a little bit more than 4 by 4 amos, so already the sukkah could be kasha, even if it's 1,000 amos high. What's the svara for that? The Chayetz Pashit, that if there's no tzeil in the sukkah that's 4 by 4 amos, that's exactly 20 amos high, that's a little bit more than 20 amos high, there's no tzeil if it's exactly 4 by 4 amos. So hu adin, if it's a little bit more than 4 amos, but it's a lot more than 20 amos, it's 1,000 amos, of adosa, there won't be tzeil. So what does it mean that once it's more than 4 by 4 amos, it's already kosher? So Taisa says two terutzim. The first teretz is eina chinami. It goes by proportion. It's a proportion of 4 amos to 20. So 1 in 5 ratio. By 4 amos, then it can't be more than 20 amos high. By 8 amos, it can't be more than 40 amos high. By 6 amos, it can't be more than 30 amos high. It goes by proportion. And it's mavur in the Marsha, and in the Tashbats, that according to this teretz, who would then, if it's lower, it goes by proportion. In other words, if it's 2 by 2 amos, so it can't be more than 10 amos high. It's a proportion. The width can't be, the height can't be more than 5 times the width. That's the proportion. So the Tashbats, which are B'kiveget Sechensum, is very bothered. What's the pshat? It's not really a psul then of 20 amos b'chlal. The shear is not 20 amos. By a sukkah, it's exactly 4 by 4 amos, then the shear is 20 amos. But if it's less, then the shear is less than 20 amos. If it's more, then the shear is more than 20 amos. What does it mean that the shear sukkah is 20 amos? So he explains, he's also bothered by another kasha. The Mishnah says, stop. Sukkah she gvayel amalam es from amma psula, period. And now you're telling me a chiddish, if the fanis begins a schach, then it's kosher. Well, if it's more than 4 by 4 amos, then it's kosher. The Mishnah's not mashmir that way. The Mishnah says pasul. The Mishnah didn't make any exceptions. So what's the pshat? How do you learn pshat? So he says, the Mishnah's talking about a stam sukkah, a regular sukkah. A regular sukkah, he says, is 4 by 4 amos. Less than 4 by 4 amos is not a regular sukkah, because, like the Gemara says, the sheer bias is 4 by 4 amos. That's the real sheer dira. People don't make it less than 4 by 4 amos. But more also, once you have 4 by 4 amos, the regular shear dira, so why would you have to make it bigger? The shear sukkah is normally 4 by 4 amos. Also, a sukkah which has the schach so high, more than 20 amos, I've added that a normal sukkah, the mechitzas aren't megiyus the schach. Why would you make such big mechitzas? If for whatever reason it was convenient for you to put up the schach so high, it certainly wouldn't be a normal case that you'd make the mechitzas all the way up to the schach. You make the mechitzas normal, the regular way regular mechitzas, the same height as normal mechitzas. So in that case, the Mishnah says psula. And if you know the reason for the Mishnah, so then you'll understand to make the adjustment. If it's not, like Rabbi says, the reason for the Mishnah is l'shal debeina. So you understand that in a case with shal debeina, then it's kosher if the mechitzah megiyus l'schach. But the Mishnah's talking about the normal case. And Rabbi Zeir would say that if you understand the reason for the Mishnah is because it's tzeil, and the normal case of sukkah is 4 by 4. That's the normal case. So then you'll understand to make the adjustments that 20 amos is a shear when it's 4 by 4. If it's less than 4 by 4, so you'll make the adjustment. I'll pay you less. If it's more than 4x4, seal, then the shear is more than 20 amos. I'll be how big it is. That's how you learn pshat. Now in Svara, this teretz l'chayra shtims. In the Lashon HaGemara, like the Sfasemis points out, it's not mashman that way. Because the Gemara says that machloikis, the machloikis is b'shem be'el arba amos al arba amos. Aval yesh be'arba amos al arba amos afilu malam esrim amok shera. L'chayra is a machloikis even if it's more than dalar adalar amos. Enoch and Ami can be kosher more than 20 amos, but there's still a machloikis. The Rabbanon hold, you need the proportion. Rabbi Yehuda holds his kosher no matter what. And the same thing later, the Gemara is even more meduyik. The Gemara later, when the Gemara brings the Mizayim, Mimachzekis Reish Ruv V'Shechanai Ad Dal Ramis, the Gemara's Lashon is, Mar Savar Miroyshe Ruv V'Shechanai Ad Dal Ramis Pligi, Avo Yesi Midal Ramis Devei Hakol Ksheira. Now that would be true by Sukkah, which is a little bit more than 20 Amis. So that Sukkah, from Machzekis, Rav Shuv Shchanei, till Dal Amis, they're arguing. The Rabbanan say it's Pasul, and Rav Yehuda says it's Kasher. And more than Dal Amis, that Sukkah would be Kasher. But the Maisa, they really argue, Sai, when it's less than 4 Amis, Sai, when it's more than 4 Amis. Rabbanan hold, you always need this proportion. Less than 4 Amis, the share is even smaller. And more than 4 Amis, you also have a share. It's bigger than 20 Amis. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, you never have a problem. So the Chayyim, they argue in all these cases, the Lashon HaGemara is a bissel dachuk. That's what Sfasemis is meir. So Taisa says another teretz. Now Taisa says that no, that once it's more than 4 amis, no matter how high you make it, it's kosher. And Taisa explains, Imlu l'rabbanan nafilu b'gay ve'elef y'efshe shleye kan selschach perta. You'll have at least some selschach as long as it's more than 4 amis, even if it's 1,000 amis high. And Taisa Shtel Sum, the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara says that the Shir Kaseves is a Shir Yishav Hadas. By Yom Kippur, the Shir of eating on Yom Kippur is not the Shir Kazayis, it's the Shir of Yishav Hadas. And the Gemara asks the question, what about Eig Melech HaBashan? Someone, a very large person, wouldn't have Yishav Hadas in Kaseves. And the Gemara says, Kimel Rabbanan, that the Shir Kaseves, which is longer, bigger than the Shir Kazayis, the Shir of a date, Kimel Rabbanan, that every person would have Yishav Hadas Tuva, Eig Melech HaBashan would at least have Yishav Hadas Purta. It's the same thing, more than 4 Amis, if it's a little bit higher than 20 Amis, we'll have more tzel. If it's a little bit, if it's much, much higher, we'll have at least a little tzel, we'll have some tzel. Frektis Vas Amis, what does this mean? L'chayr, it's a mathematical proportion. The Gemara Numa is talking about feeling satisfied, feeling that you're not so hungry anymore. So maybe we can understand, even if someone has a big appetite, a larger person, but as long as he eats a kaseves, he at least gets something, he doesn't feel like he's starving. But here, if the angle of the sun, which on a sukkah, which is 4x4, and a little bit less than 20, already the schach can't get into the sukkah, so l'chaya, it's the same angle if you make it a little bit more than 4x4, but you make it much more than 20, right, the tzrach, the tzel, won't get into the sukkah. So what's Pashi Pshat, and what's the Tzush Delta Yuma? So the Sfasemis says, and the Pshat's like this, when the sun is directly overhead, even a very small sukkah and a very tall sukkah is going to get tzel. If it's directly overhead, so the tzel goes straight down, and no matter how narrow the sukkah is and how high the sukkah is, you're going to have tzel for that second. The teretz is, tzel for that 1 second of the day is not enough to be called tzel sukkah. But once it's more than 4x4, so the amount of time in the day that it will have tzel is a little bit longer, and that's, chazal naming on, that's good enough to call that the sukkah is giving tzel. Tzushel to Eig Melech HaBashan, that he's having Yishav Hadas. As long as you have that minimum shear where you're going to get tzel for that time, so then it's kosher, even though it's very, very tall. That's why he says Pshat and Taisus. Thing is, the Ran, as Mashmi argues in the Metzius, because the Ran asks Tam, the Ran, before he gets to this Gemara, he starts off that Reb Zeirus says that the Psul is, when it's higher than 20 Amis, when it's more than 20 Amis, the problem is, the Schach's not giving any tzel into the Sukkah. But if it's exactly 20 Amis high, so then, it's kosher. So fact, the Ran also was naming on, it wasn't a proportion. The fact around, when you have a sukkah at Zion al Zion, that's it. And the schach is exactly 20 amos high, which the Mishnah says is kosher. He says that einenu rois, that there's not one second in the day that this sukkah is going to have any tzeil whatsoever. He says, v'chiyachal ha'achesh ha'muchesh. You see clearly, there's absolutely no tzeil. So according to Reb Zeira that you need tzeil, how could it be kosher if it's 20 amos high and only zayin al zayin tfachim wine? There's zicha no tzeil, period. So he was naming on, and this is chayyad ha'metzias, the sun's always on some angle. It's a little bit to the south. So when you have a schach that high, you won't get shade in it, even if it's less than 20 amos, even if it's exactly 20 amos, the shade won't go into the sukkah. So that's a stam esakasha, stam apeller Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says you need shade, but 20 amos is doch good. Why? There's absolutely no shade. And for the Ran, that he says, yeshleima b'deichik, that kimlu l'chazal, that even though you don't see any shade in the sukkah, but the schach is being megim et ne'achama, it's making a little bit less heat in the sukkah. The heat of the sun is not going in the sukkah as much. But that's only up to 20 amos. Once it's higher than 20 amos, then it's not being memayit the chayim of the sukkah at all. Maybe we would say it's blocking the ultraviolet rays. Al kopanim, this is what he says. Even though there's no shade, you don't see any actual shade in the sukkah at any point of the day, not like with the svasem nemzon, but al kopanim, it's blocking the heat of the sun. But that's only if it goes up to 20 amos, higher than 20 amos, it's not blocking the heat of the sun. So according to the Ran, l'chayy netzib shan taisus also, that kimlu l'chazal, that once the sukkah is 4 by 4 amos, no matter how high the schach is, since the sukkah is that wide, it's going to block the heat at least a little bit. If not tuva, then at least perta. But that's also the kimlu l'chazal, that al-kapanim would block the heat of the sun. So just like the Ran is saying, that when it's 20 amos high, even though there's no actual shade, but it's blocking the heat of the sun, and therefore it's called that the shade of the is called tzeil schach. So who then you could say that that's a pshat in taisis, that whenever it's 4 by 4 wide, even though it's very high, but al kapanim, it does block at least some of the heat of the sun, no matter how high it is.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.